welcome to another episode of Chatty Moms. I'm Brooke.
And I'm Felicia.
And today, we are talking about our lives growing up.
Yeah, our childhood.
Just little wee Felicia and Brooks.
I mean, we're still young, but
yes.
Well, we're talking about, like, our earliest memories. Like, I feel like everyone has their first memory. Like, I mean, no one remembers their first year of life, which is crazy because, like, us as mothers, like, we worry so much about, like, oh, like, am I doing this right or wrong? Like,
yeah.
They're not going to remember anything.
No, I know.
Like, at all.
It's so true because I always worry. Yeah, but, like, you know, when Levi has, like, a tough night or something.
Yeah.
Or a tough morning or, I don't know. I'm just always worrying that, oh.
Well, and see, also, like, am I doing enough with them during the day? Like, especially Douglas as a toddler. Like, am I teaching him enough? Is he doing enough? And then it's like, he's going to be in school, and then, like, that's all he's going to remember. Like, I still don't even really remember kindergarten stuff, so.
You remember, like, bits and pieces of things, and, like, the weirdest shit will pop up.
Weird memories.
You're like, why do I remember this specific day, nap time in kindergarten? Like, what? Oh my god.
Yeah, so I'll start this off because I'm the oldest. So I was born in late October of 92.
Well, like middle October.
Yeah, mid-October, I guess. And yeah, so I was the first kid for our parents, and I was the first grandkid on our dad's side and the third grandkid on our mom's side. So I was like a hot commodity. People loved me. I mean, yeah, so if you look back at baby photos, like, the hospital when my mom gave birth, there was, like,
dude,
she had more visitors than I did.
It was Felicia, okay? Yes. Yeah. Felicia has 17 baby albums, and I have, like, a quarter of one, okay? Honest to God, they took so many fucking pictures of her.
Like, I also get it, because, like, Douglas will definitely have more than Maeve.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just, like, how it goes.
It's the second child syndrome.
Yeah, and you're just, like, it's always, like, double photos of, like, two kids instead of just solo. Yes. But I try my hardest to get some of them.
I have no solo pictures. Felicia's always lurking somewhere in the back.
Oh, God. Yeah, so, when I was first born, I guess, so we just grew up in a small, mini home, and then I think I was probably not even a year old, and we lived in St. Anthony. So this is where we basically grew up. So this is just a small town.
It's like 30 minutes out of Moncton.
Yeah, in New Brunswick. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was really small. Like, there was one little school.
Pretty much everyone. It's like a French community.
Yeah, so basically if you didn't speak French, well, you were going to have to move because you were not going to go to that school.
Or you're learning French, which is what we did. Well,
yeah.
Our mom is French,
yep.
And our dad is English, and I feel like when you have an English-speaking parent in the house that doesn't really, like, understand or speak French, mm-hmm. you just gravitate to the language that both parents speak, right?
Yeah.
So, like, growing up, I guess they spoke to us in English, and then they were like, well, you gotta learn French for kindergarten.
Yeah, so I guess this would actually be one of my first memories is, so when I would have started kindergarten, I was still 4 because you start school in September, yeah. And then I turned 5 like a month and a half later. But before kindergarten, you have that, like, assessment, mm-hmm. and, like, I did not want to speak French. Like, our mom will say, like, I literally just didn't speak because I didn't want to speak French. So I remember, like, mom and dad literally going into Moncton looking at houses.
Aww.
But, like, how do I remember that? But
yeah.
I do remember. And then eventually I did start speaking French because our cousins on our mom's side, they lived literally, like, basically down the street from us. So I was going to be in the same grade as our cousin Austin. So I obviously didn't want to move because we would have been super close. And, like, I knew someone in that grade. So, yeah, I guess eventually I started speaking French.
Were you guys in the same class together?
Yeah. There was only ever one class. So, like, one kindergarten class, yes. One,
like,
grade
this
one.
School, which is called Camille Vautour, they have one class of each grade. And I think now, though, they may have, like, two classes of each grade. I'm not really sure, but, I mean,
and,
at
I mean,
the time,
it was still only, like, 20 to 25 people, which is,
like,
crazy.
I remember in my class there was max 15 people.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I guess before, too, I started school. So this would have been when Brooke was born. Mm-hmm. So Brooke was born 3.5 years later, but because of how it timed out, so we're 4 school years apart.
Yeah.
But, yeah, what would be any of your first
memories? I feel like I don't... So, I was a huge, like, homesick kid.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. Yeah,
I feel like I was babysat quite a bit by our Aunt Denise and Aunt Michelle, because where Austin and I were the same age. I remember a couple sleepovers quite often.
Yeah. Whereas, I just... Listen, if anybody ever tried to babysit me and I threw a fit, I apologize. I was horrible. And I don't know why that is, but, like, I feel like I had really bad anxiety. But I'm not sure if that was before or after the throw-up incident.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I feel like everything is just a huge blur. So, if you guys have listened to, well, I guess, like, quite a few of the past podcasts, mostly the one of Douglas's birth... Mm-hmm. I have, like, a puking fear. And, like, not me puking, just other people around me puking.
Well, even yourself, I feel like you were afraid during your pregnancy to, like...
Well, like, I don't know, after it happens a few times, you kind of get over it. But, so, this was in kindergarten. So, like, this actually ruined my life. It ruined mom's life, I swear to God.
Kindergarten, for sure.
So, in kindergarten,
I swear, it was, like, the first month, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Early, early kindergarten. Like, probably the second week, I can assume. Anyways, we lived, like, I feel like we lived really close to the school, but yet we were the last bus stop.
Yeah, they kind of did, like, a loop, and we were just at the end.
So, anyways, this kid, and I don't know who he is, but all I know is his name is Jeremy.
And, okay. I mean, there was a million of those.
Yes. So, he was in, like, first or second grade, so he was not in my grade, but I was sitting in the bench, like, next to him. So, I could see him. Like, he wasn't in front, he was next to me. And I feel like there was, I don't know, maybe, like, five or so kids left in the bus. And he fell asleep in the bus. Like, it was still a 40-minute
drive. Oh, yeah. It was at least a half hour.
Yeah. 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 Anyways. And I remember sitting there, and he was sleeping on the bus. And he started throwing up. And it must have been chicken pot pie day at school. Oh. Because I remember peas, dude. And he was laying back, like, on his back. Oh, so he started throwing up and, like, choking. And, like, I remember freaking out, and then I'm pretty sure I probably screamed, and then somebody, I'm not sure exactly what happened.
School bus driver.
Yeah, but anyways, and somebody came and, like, flipped him to his side, and then he threw up on the bench, and then he kind of, like, startled himself, and, like, oh my God. It is just so triggering. Yeah. Like, I remember getting off the bus and running inside.
See, I can't remember, because we would have taken the same bus home.
I don't think you were there, because I remember.
Like, maybe kindergartners, like, leave school early.
Yes, which we definitely do. Yeah. We leave at, like, 12.
Yeah.
Anyways, I remember running inside of the house, and I got underneath the blankets with mom on the couch, and I sobbed, and probably, like, shook like a freaking chihuahua. Okay, like, no, this ruined my life. And then all the days to come, I did not want to go to school. I would make myself be sick, because I just could not go to school. Mom had to, like, bring me into the school.
Mom drove us to school probably for a good, like, month. Because she'd leave a sweater there for you.
Yeah, she had to leave one of her sweater jackets. And I don't know why. Like, oh, am I going to sniff it? Like, what am I doing? Anyways, and I remember, though, for sure, there was, like, 4 months of that kindergarten year that I would call mom probably, like, halfway throughout the day because I didn't feel good, because I was scared to take the bus home.
Yeah. And, like, I remember once where you, I don't know if you were really sick or you were getting anxious or whatnot, but someone ran out because I would have been at, like, recess outside.
Yes.
And they were like, Felicia, you're your sister. So I remember running the hall to go see you, but
I know what it's about. Okay, so at the school, you needed inside and outdoor shoes. No, I remember this vividly. Oh, okay? God. You needed inside and outdoor shoes, and for some reason, I left my indoor shoes somewhere, and I was wearing my outdoor shoes, and I was so anxious, because I was like, oh my God, I don't know what's gonna happen to me. Anyways, so I hid in a corner, and God, I cried, and then and they were like, well, what do you need? And I was like, Felicia! Anyways, and you came, and I was like, I forgot my shoes at home! And then, I think Felicia must have told them, just said, like, oh, well, she forgot her. She only has her dirty outdoor shoes. Can she still stay here? Anyways, that's what it was about. Like, I was a severely anxious kid, and it all stemmed from the puking. And it, honestly, like, it trickled into, like, everything. Yeah. So, later on, we'll talk about how we ended up moving to Moncton. Mm-hmm. And I remember, like, that anxiety just, like, stuck with me. And not, like, I didn't have the anxiety over the puking. Like, that wasn't in my head all the time. But I was so just, like, it, I just was so anxious from then on.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, so I guess those would be probably, like, our very first memories. But I do have a funny one. So I still feel like maybe I was, like, first, second grade. I don't exactly know, because I know you were really small.
Yeah.
It was a weekend, and our dad, I remember him looking at the newspaper, and I don't know if it was Toy Story 1 or 2, because, like, I haven't checked what years they come out, but we went to the theaters with our dad. And back then, I don't even, it wasn't even called Cineplex.
No, Empire Theaters.
Empire Theaters, yeah. And back then, they didn't have, like, necessarily the poster beside the theater room. It was like a rotating
screen
thing. So it would just show all of the screening. So it doesn't mean, like, if it was saying Toy Story in one room, that's actually where it was playing. Like, you had to check your ticket. But Dad must have not. So we had went into this theater, and, like, it wasn't busy, which was kind of surprising because it was, like, during the day. So, like, Toy Story would have been busy.
Yeah.
So we had started, like, the movie would have started, and it was some sort of, like, action-type movie. And Dad was like, okay, we're in the wrong theater. So he checks his ticket, and then we're like, okay, we gotta go move to the next theater. Well, by this point, like, Toy Story would have been, like, I don't know, 5-10 minutes in, so we had to sit in the very front row. Like, I'm in my own seat, Dad's holding you, like, watching, and we're, like, heads way up. Like, if you've sat in the front row of a theater, like, that is not comfortable. You can't watch a movie that way, but, like, imagine, like, now you with two kids.
I would have left.
Trying to, like,
I do not. Like, I cannot deal with that.
Yeah.
I would have left. I would have had massive anxiety. And I would have said, we packing up and go home. We go watch a movie at home.
Yeah.
Like, we go watch Toy Story at home.
Oh, I just, like, I think about that and I'm like, I feel so bad.
Yeah.
Thinking, like, Dad had to, like, go through that, sit in the front row with us and, like, I don't know, it's just so funny, but...
Oh my god, that's so sad.
And then, I guess our next big one, so with our mom, so our mom had this, like, little Pontiac white car.
White hatchback.
Yeah, yeah, so it was, like, the mom car.
Yes.
And so mom would bring us trick-or-treating, and, like, our dad would stay at home to pass out
the
treats.
Well, what you guys need to know is, like, Saint-Antoine is not a subdivision.
Yeah.
Like, the houses are, you know... far away
from
each other.
Yeah, for the most part, like, there's a little bit, but, like, mom would go to the ends of the earth because she knew the houses that would give out, like, the pop, the chips, and the chocolate bar. Like,
those, the good bags.
Yeah. So we'd have, like, our huge, like, pillowcases, and a lot of the times, too, like, we'd bring our cousins.
Yes,
like,
I remember Shayna and Austin would be there, yeah.
Yeah, so it was just, like, we'd literally hurdle in the back and, like...
Like, no, we didn't sit in the seats. Like, she put the seats down, and we would just huddle in the hatchback portion, and, like, when we would get to a car, she'd pop the trunk. we'd come out of the trunk. Those are good times. I feel like those are, like, memories that we'll always think about, because now, like...
Halloween's so different,
I feel. Yeah, because, I mean, you just go to subdivisions and walk.
Yeah, it's actually the popular locations.
Do you remember the time in Moncton that you thought you were too old to go trick-or-treating, and then we all went out, and then I think our stepdad was at home with you, because mom was walking around with me and probably my friends, and then you, at one point, were like, oh, well, I'm gonna go trick-or-treating by myself or something.
I don't remember.
Oh, my God. Because we were in Moncton at the time. Yeah. You left to go trick-or-treating. We got back, and then mom was like, oh, well, where's Felicia? And Mitch said, like, oh, well, she went trick-or-treating. And mom was like, by herself? She called the police? Like, oh, yeah. How do you not remember that?
I don't remember
it was
that
a whole
at all.
Ordeal. And then you finally, like, turned up, and... That's Mom thought so you got funny. Kidnapped.
Oh
you thought
God.
You died. It was Halloween.
Who
you don't know.
Trick or treating on their own.
I don't know, Felicia. And you were wearing a white dress. You were like some type of zombie bride.
Oh my!
Was this you or was this a dream? No, I remember her calling the police. The police showing up, and they like is this a missing child report? And mom was like, she's been gone 1 hour. And they were like, lady, we can't do anything.
Especially for Halloween.
Yeah, but I think, I'm pretty sure they, like, toured around the neighborhood. Yeah. But then you showed up, and anyways, oh my god, mom was having a heart attack.
Yeah, I do not remember that for the life of me.
Oh my god.
Oh gosh, so, and then, I guess summer vacations is, like, a big one for us, too.
Oh yeah.
So, basically, ever since, like, I was a baby. So our grandparents live in Rishibuktu and Bass River. So it's very close to the water. There's a couple campgrounds and it's a really nice spot. So growing up, that's literally where we spent most of our summers. Mm-hmm. So in Rishibuktu at Jardines Park. So our grandparents lived literally 5 minutes from there. Yeah. And they eventually got a Winnebago, but mm-hmm. beforehand we would go tenting.
Winnebago, as I call it.
But I don't remember too many of the early camping stages.
I do. No, I gotta.
Before you were born, there is 1 year, so it would have been like mom, me, and dad.
Yeah.
And dad and I were at the tent because mom went to go play bingo.
Okay.
But it like downpoured. And like, I'm just gonna say this because every time we would go camping, like, it would downpour. So I think this still happened before you.
Maybe it's you. It's not me. Everybody is so quick. Yeah. Oh yes. Everybody's so quick to be like, oh, don't go camping when Brooke goes camping. It's just gonna rain. But it was Felicia all along. I wasn't even born yet.
Yeah, so I remember that time, and eventually there was another time too when we were older, but like we would literally have to pack up and go sleep at our grandparents' house because it was gonna rain out the tent.
Yeah,
and like,
we've done that multiple times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Thank God they live close.
Oh my gosh. And like, it was like 9 p.m. Like, it's not gonna work out. And like, especially if it, in a tent, like if you touch the sides.
Oh my God.
Don't touch the sides.
Ugh.
But
there was one time I specifically remember. Oh my God, I have the worst memories. Nothing exciting. All the times where I've almost died. So I went to the park by myself. I must have been like 5.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So I was wearing these little strappy sandals. Nothing that you could like just put on quickly, okay? Remember this.
Oh my God.
This is very important to the story. I get to the park and I take off my sandals. Okay, and I'm telling you, they're like those Velcro strappy ones you gotta put through the hoop. And anyways, and I had went there on like a tricycle probably because I definitely did not, I could not ride a bicycle at that point. Anyways, so I was on the swings and there was a girl there. She was way older. She must have been like 8 or 9.
Yeah.
And I was young, like I'm telling you. Anyways, and she had a bandage on her arm. And of course, like, I don't give a shit. So I'm just like, hey, you, what happened to your arm? And she's like, oh, I'll show you. And she pulls back the bandage and it was like a severe burn. Like there was blisters. It was disgusting.
Oh.
So anyways, I was like, ew. And then we talked for a bit. And of course I'm like who I am. And I was like, oh, can you show me again? And she was like, well, I got to go to the bathroom. And she said, when I come back, I'm going to give you one of these. And like, she definitely didn't say that, but that's what I heard. And like, okay. So in my head, she's going to the bathroom and I'm like, oh God, like I'm gonna die when she gets back. So in my little head, I run to my bicycle and I'm putting on my little strappy sandals because I got a bike back, right? No. And like, it's like one of those countdown moments. I'm like, I hope she doesn't come out of the bathroom because she's gonna come and kill me. Anyways, so all I remember is like the anxiety of putting on these sandals, getting on my tricycle and just riding back to the the camper. And I remember, I went into the camper, shut the door, went up on the top bunk, did not leave there all day. And then obviously you guys asked what was going on and I was like, somebody's gonna burn me. Like, I'm telling you, that is a vivid memory of
which
mine.
Which is also funny because like, so you would have probably been like 4 or 5, maybe 6. Like, I'm sorry, who let someone go to the park alone? Like, mom and dad, what were you doing?
Well, you weren't there either.
What was I doing?
Why am I hanging out with these people with burned arms?
Like, I feel like our childhood, like, it was so easy for people to, like, just go out and do things. Like,
you can't imagine that now.
No, like, there's so many crazies, but, like,
oh my God.
That's so funny to think about.
That is a story I've definitely told before, and It's very vivid.
Oh, yeah.
That with the throw-up story. I actually told this throw-up story not too long ago to Joey, because I had never really told him before. And it was, yeah, very triggering for me. He was like, Brooke, that's ridiculous. And I was like, I almost watched somebody die!
Oh, my God.
Oh.
I actually, now that I think about it, so it was somewhere in between kindergarten and grade, like, 4. And so, like, my cousin was in my grade, and then, like, we had a couple, like, guy friends and girlfriends. And obviously, like, as a little kid, like, you all have, like, crushes on people and stuff like that. And, like, everyone thinks, like, ooh, like, who's gonna be my first kiss? Oh, my gosh. So, I remember it was the winter, because I remember it was, like,
outside snow. I don't know this.
No, no, I don't, I haven't said it in a while, but we were, like, I don't know, it must have been a group of 8 or 10 people, and we went to, like, the back of our school, and, like, there was all, like, basketball courts kind of thing, mm-hmm. So, like, we went to, like, hide from, like, the, supply teachers and stuff like that, and we all had, like, one person that we wanted to kiss.
Oh my god!
So, like, you just, like, kissed that one person and whatnot, but then, like, someone went and tattled. And
so,
then,
did you guys kiss the people?
Yeah, yeah, I guess so. I don't remember now, but, and then, so
this
that,
is what you do at school, Mom and Dad.
Yeah. Well, so, yeah, so then the supply teacher, like, brought us all in, kind of, like, as a detention, so you went into the room, and then they made you call your parents and tell them what happened.
Stop.
Yes.
That is so embarrassing.
So, I called Mom, but then, like, she just laughed.
I hope I get a call like that from Levi one day. Mama kissed somebody. Okay.
Literally. So, it was like, Mom, I kissed. I think it was Sebastian.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah.
And Mom just literally laughed. Like, that's all I remembered.
Oh, yeah, because they wouldn't care. Well, whatever, you're like, what, you're a kid. 7 years old?
Yeah, what's gonna happen? But
I remember, and this was horrible, because boys suck.
Yeah.
But I remember I was on the teeter-totter with a guy I liked, and he, you know when you're on the teeter-totter and you're on the top and somebody's on the bottom and they jump off and you hit your butt really hard and then can't breathe?
Yeah.
That happened to me. Again, another story I remember. Almost died. And then it takes your breath away. I could not breathe for at least 2 minutes from what I remember. I was crying. I, like, anyways.
Well, back then, like, any injuries, too, were, like, the worst.
10 times worse.
Which kind of leads us into this, like, major story, which, like, to this day, I'm sure Mom, it still drives her nuts. So.
I have not thought about this in forever. I even know what you're going to talk about.
Oh, I guess, too. Yeah. I didn't think about this one. Sorry, I just pointed at my hand. They wouldn't know that.
What are we about to talk about,
the
then?
Road burn.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So, gosh, I don't know how old. I would be maybe in grade 3 at this point. So, right beside our house is kind of a hill. And so our cousin Austin was over. Was Shayna over,
I don't
too?
I think Shayna was over. It was us three.
Yeah, it was definitely us three. So, we brought a wagon up to the top of the hill beside our house. Mm-hmm. And
we would all three get in it.
Yeah.
And like, you would use the
pull handle.
The pull handle as the wagon, but you would bring it up and use it as a steering.
Yeah.
Does not work, people. But we tried it.
But see, we'd gone down a couple times.
Oh, definitely.
And like, up and down and stuff. But there's one time, it was like, just going too fast. We hit the side. And the road burn that I had on my thigh, I swear to God, it was literally from, like, my knee to, like, the top of my ass.
Yeah.
Like, it was insane.
Oh, yeah, we wiped out hard. You and Austin had it really bad, and I probably had a few scrapes.
Yeah.
But, like, again, who was outside watching this happen? Mom just in the window watching us fool around? No, like.
Yeah, like, you must have ran inside.
Oh,
like,
I ran inside. I remember that.
Because I remember laying in the bed, like, Mom, I remember, had put towels and all that stuff, but, like, I had that scar for quite a while.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And, yeah.
And then there's another one. I remember you fell off your bike riding home from school.
Yeah, so this was a little bit older, so maybe grade 4 or 5, maybe even 6.
I feel
probably
like it was
not 6 yet, because we didn't move to Moncton, but we could bike home. So it was me, Austin,
we lived
and
really close to the school.
Yeah, yeah, and it was Richard. Richard?
Okay.
Yeah, so we took a path, and it was right beside the library, but it wasn't a paved road. And, I mean, me being the only girl with two boys, it was like you had to keep up with them.
Mm-hmm.
But my bike hit, like, a rock the wrong
like
way
gravel.
In the back,
yeah.
And it just, like, swung my bike.
Oh.
So I have a huge scar. Well, not huge.
Oh, my God, it is still there.
Yeah. And so the rocks, like, went in deep. Like,
You had rocks in there forever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so we had to bike back, but, like, our aunt, so my mom's twin, they lived closer to where, like, the accident was. So I was, like, riding my bike, hand hanging out the side, blood dripping down. So then we got to her place, she drove us to mom's, and then I remember, like, dad came home from work with, like, supplies to, like, I'm sure we should have gone to the hospital to get stitches.
Probably.
Because, like, looking at now, like, it's still, like, a purple scar. Like, it's still pretty decent. But it's just, like, right in the palm of my hand. So when I would have hit dirt, my hand, like, slid through. And, like, I remember that pretty good.
Oh, God. I don't know if I can think of any other times I mean, I definitely wiped out on my bike multiple times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember riding our bikes to the, like, dairy bar a lot, too.
Yes.
St. Anthony is, like, the best dairy bar.
Oh, my God, amazing.
Yeah. And one of the last ones, too, like, we'd go to PEI, Prince Edward Island, quite often, too, especially with our grandparents, because they had the camper.
Yeah.
But there is this one year where, like, a couple of our aunts, too, came. So Michelle and I think Tina and them also came. Maybe. But some slept in tents.
Mm-hmm.
But the earwigs?
Oh, yeah.
They were so bad that, like, I think there was a couple nights that we had to, like, almost all cram in to the camper.
Winnebago.
Yeah. And I remember that, like, one of the times when we were there, I don't know what I was doing, but I'm pretty sure dad had taken you to the pool. So I don't know if I was sleeping or what was happening. And then when you guys came back, I was awake and I was like, where'd you guys go? And you guys were like, oh, we went to the pool. I was so pissed off that I literally walked around the whole campground just like pouting.
Oh my God.
Like, I remember just walking around like, why did they take Brooke and not me? Like, I probably just like took a nap. Oh my gosh. But like, I still remember that path.
How angry you were. Yes. I'm dead.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. Dude, that is 25-year-old grudge.
Thanks, guys.
Wake me up next time.
Literally. Who'd rather sleep than go to a pool?
Oh, but... I know. Well, we lived. Oh my God. We lived for the pools when we went camping.
Oh, yeah. And even like, I think maybe I was in grade 4, we had got a blow-up pool.
Yes.
And, like, the fire truck came to, like, fill it up, and they were like, you might want to wait, like, a couple days to go in.
For it to warm up.
It's, like, freezing cold.
No, listen. Felicia went in her little floaty boat, and I was in the water on my boogie board. I remember. Oh, and then we came out, we were blue.
Oh, yeah,
and
so cool.
And we went inside, and Mom, we were sitting on the couch, I think, and I was sitting next to Mom, and she was, like, covering us up, obviously, and she was like, oh my God, you guys are purple, like, how can you guys stand the water? And we were like, well, we're gonna go back in. Yeah. And she was like, no, you're not. Oh, those are good times.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, we were excited about that pool, and then it busted one day.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it went
those
all over
horrible.
The neighbor's lawn.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah, so these are kind of, I guess, all of our memories up to grade 5 or so. And then, I guess, the next big event in our life would have been our parents' separation and divorce. So,
and then we moved to Moncton.
Yeah, so we're going to kind of stop this episode here. We're going to continue as, like, a part 2, kind of explaining the next portion, because it's kind of like parents' divorce, moving to Moncton, we get step-parents and step-sisters.
Extra
like,
Brooke anxiety.
Yeah. Yeah, this is where the anger management starts to...
Well, more like in high school, but...
Yeah.
For sure. So, well, thanks so much for listening, guys, and listening to our silly stories about
our childhood. Super not that crazy, but, funny to us.
I know. And it's so crazy how, like, you remember, like, bad things, kind of, you know what I mean? For some reason.
Yeah.
I mean... Of course, we have fantastic memories of all fun things.
Yeah, like holidays and big group gatherings.
But just like, you know, random Tuesdays on the school bus.
Yeah. I'm interested to hear, like, once this is posted, what, like, Mom and Dad have to say. Like, if they remember our stories or if, like, we are way off on the facts.
They're going to be like, what is happening?
Yeah, what are you guys talking about?
Oh, man. All right, everybody. Chat soon.
Bye.